Columbus Bicentennial Minute. Grove City is a self-made community created from humble pioneer origins. Hugh Grant, Grove City's first European settler, was a Pittsburgh gristmill operator and transported goods down the Ohio and Mississippi rivers to sell and would walk back to Pittsburgh. On one of these trips, he walked through the Scioto Valley region and liked what he saw. In 1803, he and his wife Catherine moved to the area which would become Grove City. Sadly, shortly thereafter, Grant was killed in a freak accident. Years later, William F. Breck, the founder of Grove City, bought 15 acres of land from Grant's son, Hugh Grant Jr., and then added 300 more acres. In 1853, Breck platted a village near Broadway with a school, church, stores, and shops. The name Grove City was given because of the remaining groves of trees left standing after the clearing of land. In the years that followed, the first post office was built, as were a brickyard and a sawmill. In 1864, while building the Woodland Hotel, Breck was killed in a freak accident. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the trains brought a lot of business to Grove City. The Cincinnati, Midland, and Columbus Railroad brought passenger service to its freight line between Harrisburg, Grove City, and Columbus. Businesses were able to ship goods on the trains as well. However, A.G. Grant decided that the interurban electric train would be better to bring passengers to and from Columbus more frequently. This was responsible for a growth of the population in the early 20th centuries. The interurban trains would run until 1929, when the automobile became more accessible. Racing was another claim to fame for Grove City. Beulah Park was built in 1889 and was the home of the Franklin County Fair until 1918, when it moved to its current location in Hilliard. The first thoroughbred racetrack in Ohio opened at Beulah Park in 1923. Greyhounds also raced at the track. In the 1930s, over 1,500 people lived in Grove City, but growth would spark in the years following World War II, and growth in Grove City continues to this very day, as over 31,000 people live in Grove City. There are events throughout Grove City every year, such as Blast at Beulah Park, which is the town's 4th of July celebration, Arts in the Alley, an arts festival held every fall, and Old Time Harvest Day, a walking tour at Friar Park that takes us back to the 50s. The 1850s.
For Columbus Bicentennial Minute, this is Brian Curtis. Happy 200th birthday, Columbus!